This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now.
That's cute.
Oh my god. Play the podcast, please.
Yesterday was the Golden Globes, and
I did not see.
But they did. Maybe you didn't see. Maybe you heard. Don't know. But the Golden Globes, they were meat and dairy free this year.
What? Everyone.
Yeah, nobody at the Golden Globes got to eat any meat or any dairy.
Why?
I know, weird, hey?
That's awful.
Let me tell you, my Christmas was anything but dairy and meat-free.
Oh, yeah, it was only those things.
I had so much meat and so much dairy.
Did you have bread? Oh, man,
bread. And I had carbs. Oh.
Come on.
Oh.
Ugh.
But can we talk dairy just for a moment?
Salad. Yes, of course we may.
Can we talk cheese?
Yes, we
can. Can we talk cheese, please?
Always.
Oh, I love my cheese, yes.
And shout out to our lactose intolerant friends. Very sorry, but
yeah, sorry.
Cheese.
We're an inclusive radio station, but we're talking cheese for an hour.
Yeah.
Cheese.
Mm. What did you have? What are we talking?
We're talking, I had an asiago. Is that how you say it, asiago?
I have no idea. Like what is that? Hard, soft?
Cheese. It's soft. It's soft cheese. Mm. I had a blue cheese.
Oh, yes.
A Stilton. Lovely.
I'm mad for blue.
Love blue.
Mad.
Mad for the blue cheese.
Yes, please.
I had a hard one.
You have to.
And some cheese as well. Grano something rather. Like a Parmigiano, but it's kind of a hard one.
Oh.
And I had some grapes as well, just so it wasn't all cheese.
Mm.
What did you have? You had some things as well, didn't you?
I always go hard, soft goats, blue. There's always going to be four.
There's going to be four.
So I did like a little Danish blue, double brie, has to be double. It's gorgeous, like Meredith.
Yes, the goat's cheese. Yes.
Yep, cheese. And the, I think it was also a cheddar. I love a mature cheddar.
Oh, you like a mature
and
cheddar.
And then pate, chicken and cognac.
Oh.
I'm mad. And I've just been having pate for breakfast on toast with cheese still.
Is that good for you?
Not at all. That's all I seem to be eating in a day. Doesn't matter. I'll get back on eating spinach very soon. But love it.
Love the cheese.
But
you know what I also love?
Crusty bread.
Sometimes with cheese, sometimes you want something to cut through the cheese. And of course, pate doesn't really cut through the cheese.
I'm sorry, what are you saying right now? Cut through the cheese.
No, I wasn't thinking about that.
Burp.
What I was thinking of, though, was olives.
Oh, my God.
Olives to cut through the cheese.
Yeah. Yes. Are they stuffed? Are they chilli?
We did a stuffed olive, a stuffed green olive, and we did the split ones, which had like chilli and lemon, I think.
Mm.
That was very yummy.
But
no calamata this year. Didn't do calamata this year.
So they're the black ones.
They're the black ones.
Oh, you gotta mix them up.
Well, do you though? Do you go?
Oh,
mix
you don't
them up?
Like the calamatas.
Why? Do you separate your greens from your calamatas?
That sounds very apartheid.
But do you have a preference?
Nah.
No.
I'll stuff anything in my gob. I love both of them. They're very different flavours, but I'll do it.
You like it.
Is this radio? But I will.
I love me olives.
Also, shout out to pate, quince paste, and a bit of meat.
A bit of salami, yes.
Mm. Oh, not just salami, all sorts. Prosciutto, what do you got?
Sliced ham, sure ham.
Oh,
yeah.
Off the bone.
Oh, look at you.
You know what, keep the bone in there. But we were talking olives, and I like all olives.
And
I even drink their juice in a martini, Dean.
I've been known to do that myself.
But I
like the green ones at the moment. I'm going through a green olive phase.
Yeah.
So we thought we'd put the call out there. We thought we'd test the waters. Because we know that when we talk about pineapple, people go crazy for it.
Yeah, people are mad.
People are either pro-pineapple or anti-pineapple.
Huge opinions.
So we just want to know, olives, are you pro or anti-pasta? But Neil has messaged in on 0427JOY949. Hello,
well done.
Neil.
Which is also 0427569949.
And Neil doesn't actually like olives.
No? Neil?
No, Neil.
What's happened?
Doesn't like olives of any type.
What has Neil said, Dean? I can't read.
don't like olives of any type.
Mm-hmm.
Any type. The green, calamata, stuffed, unstuffed.
Oh, yeah, there's heaps of them.
Doesn't like them. What Neil does like, though, get this, give me cheezels. Stick one on each finger.
Yep.
And suck off.
Pardon?
Yeah, suck off the finger. That's what Neil says.
You use that incorrectly. And suck them off.
Oh, suck them. It's not what
either way.
Anyway. But cheese
is not sounding good, whatever we're saying.
But cheese on your fingers. It's like burger rings. Can you still get burger rings?
I think so.
Burger rings on your fingers.
I would happily stuff an olive into a cheese and eat that and wrap it. I would wrap that in meat. I'm very indentured.
Let's go through that again. So you got your olive wrapped in a cheesel.
Put it in a cheesel and then
wrapped it around a slice.
And I'd probably put cheese on it somehow.
Yes.
And then I'd wrap it in ham.
In ham.
I'm a maverick. I'm
You're
a genius.
Mad for it.
Yeah. I'd get that. You got to be inventive on your platter.
Yeah.
Mm. I think so.
I'm trying to think.
Wrap it all.
What's your position on bocconcini on a platter?
Love it.
You love a bocconcini.
Oh, it's a bit wet.
Yeah, it's a bit wet. A bit
I love the, is it the Capri salad where you have like a mozzarella?
It's mozzarella, yeah. Fresh basil and fresh tomato, I think.
Yeah, and like a reduced balsamic. Oh, gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Something you're hungry for.
Are you buying me dinner tonight?
I am not.
Oh. It doesn't, sometimes it works and look out, someone's on the blow up.
But if somebody else is saying, Neil is right about the olives.
Mm.
But they also, this is a bit shady.
Oh, hang on, I think we've started
we've started something here. Neil is right about the olives, but I also suspect he might be a 4-year-old.
Oh.
He's a bit judgy.
Yes. Well, but good on him for texting in.
But cheese was on the fingers.
Yeah.
Mm.
Love that.
Twisties.
I think Neil was just trying to have a dirty joke, though, about sucking off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I missed that.
Well, it's Merry Christmas. What are you going to do?
Hey, what are you going to do? Happy New Year.
I've just Googled A Beginner's Guide to Olives. We've got Ed text in because Dean was saying that he's more into the green olives at the moment.
I'm going through a phase.
Hmm. We're talking about Christmas
the green
platters.
Olives. Christmas platters, olives. Any pasta. What do you put on your pasta? Bit of cheese.
Because
you need some olives.
Because also some people we know, some very close to us, are very picky eaters. And, you know, it surprises me when it's like, I'll only have green olives, I can't have black. They're not that different. You know what I mean? Like people are just like, really strict with stuff. Where I'm like, put it in your gob.
But also the stuffed olives.
Oh, my goodness.
Who's got time to stuff an olive?
Never stuffed an olive I didn't like. But I like that. What's in it? Pimenti? Pimimpipipipa?
Oh, the weird orange thing. I don't go for those ones,
What is it?
It's like a little bit of capsicum, isn't it?
I think it's what it is.
Yeah.
So there's that. Really nice when it's pre-bought.
But the cheese.
I'm mad for, it's feta.
Yes.
But have you ever bought the one? I was like, I've got these feta stuffed olives. Poured it in my mouth and it was that really yucky, chalky,
bit rubbery,
overbearing feta cheese. I cried for 7 days.
Have you had a green olive stuffed with anchovy?
No, and I never would.
You wouldn't?
I don't like furry fish.
No. But somebody who does like olives, who is nameless.
Oh,
hello.
Hello.
They've texted 0427-joy949, so thank you.
Thank you very much. Everyone can text in.
And they've used capitals.
Oh, capital love. L-O-V-E.
L-O-V-E, olives, exclamation mark.
Olives is loves with an I in it.
And also, it adds colour to the platter, which is very important. So they're thinking ahead.
You've got to eat a rainbow.
Is that right? Is that what they say?
Mm. Oh, also, you can have some dried apricots, you can have some walnuts, grapes. Mm. Oh, my God. Let's make a platter. If you want to send us a platter, 0427-JOY949.
Level 9 Burke Street, just send a platter through. Platters, yes.
I'm mad for a platter.
But olives.
Meat. Someone's on the blower. Matt from Thornbury is not about it. Matt from Thornbury goes, ew, no olives or anchovies. I'm sorry, Matt from Thornbury. Do you go to Syracuse, Matt from Thornbury? Because that's a great little market near Thornbury.
They got some of those sort of continental delis have got some really interesting, yummy bits and
But I'm
pieces.
Very intimidated by the scary people, that, like the old nonnas and stuff that elbow you out the way. And then everyone's yelling and they want to try everything. And I'm like,
Do you ask to try? Do you say, cover a bit of that, cover a bit of that?
I'm too anxious to even talk to anyone. I'm just like, nah, and I don't want to wait.
And I worry that I can't actually pronounce the things properly, so I just point at things.
Yes.
No, not that one, the one behind it. No, not that one, the one behind it.
Yeah.
And then they rattle off the name of it. It's like, I could never have said that.
I got a lovely ham there once.
Did you?
This is good radio, I think.
This is good radio.
We are talking about the hard-hitting topics. What are we talking about, Dean?
We're talking about olives, we're talking about gherkins.
Yeah, because we love food. We're mad for it.
We're mad for food.
And we thought, what can you put on a platter? What olives do you like? What can you do to an olive?
Oh,
Jess suggested put some gherkins.
Some gherkins, but we got a bit confused. Well, you got confused.
Yeah, I'm like, well, that's me in general, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, isn't that like a Cornichon? Like it's a small pickle? Aren't pickles gherkins?
Are pickles gherkins? Are gherkins pickles?
And I read from a very notable source, which is just the internet, gherkins are pickles, whereas pickles are not gherkins. They may be pickling cucumbers. Which would be, it doesn't matter, they're all delicious and very similar. I just think gherkins are a bit smaller. It's a smaller kind of cucumber that has been pickled, where pickles are cucumbers that have been pickled in brine and vinegar.
Try saying that quickly.
Try and say that. Yes. Putting the acidic, you can taste the acidic in your mouth.
Also delicious. Joining the conversation on 0427JOY949 is Josh. Hey, Josh.
Hey, Josh from Preston. Also, we're Matt from Thornbury, now in Preston. Great area.
Come on, Reservoir, looking for you.
Come on, Reservoir. Come on. How's that level crossing going, Dale?
Let us know.
Come on.
But Josh has Josh is a big fan of the green olives.
But what's happened to them?
No, but he... Well, not but, and... And marinated in garlic and chili.
Well, that's what's happened to
them. They're great, he says.
He said green olives that have been marinated in garlic and chili. Yum. But not too chili.
Not too much chili.
Not too hot mouth. Hot mouth.
What's that? And a bit of garlic.
That's my new debut single. Hot mouth chili. I want to enjoy it. I don't want to, like, you know, go and get hot mouth.
And not too much garlic. You want to have a bit of a smooch.
Oh, no. I would... happily eat a whole bulb of garlic.
And then smooch.
Who's smooching me?
Who's smooching you anyway?
The dog at New Year's.
This is it.
Lick my lips.
Who wants to know?
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.